There is still no suspect in the quadruple homicide of four University of Idaho students in the small city of Moscow. Police say they've received more than 600 tips about the case and conducted more than 90 interviews, but they have released little information. Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson has been covering the story and is here to tell us more. James, hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And just a word of warning to listeners, we'll be discussing some disturbing details of this crime. James, this is a really sad and scary story. It's been over a week since those four bodies were discovered in a house believed to be stabbed to death. Two other roommates were sleeping elsewhere in the house they lived. What new information do we have about the case?
Yeah, not much, honestly. I mean, the most important things that we've learned in the past few days are people who Moscow police do not consider suspects. So that includes the two surviving roommates in the house who, like you said, were uninjured and seemingly discovered the bodies. There was a man in a white hoodie who was seen on surveillance footage at a food truck that was visited by two of the victims, shortly before their murders. And then there was another person who gave those two victims a ride home from the food truck. Other than that, we're just kind of waiting on police announcing a person or persons of interest and whether they'll find the murder weapon.
And let's talk about those four victims who died. They were Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Zaina Knodel, and Ethan Chapin. What do we know about them?
Yeah, Ethan was a freshman, Zaina was a junior, and Madison and Kaylee were both seniors at University of Idaho. All of them were members of the Greek system at the university. Ethan and Zaina were dating, though they had been friends for a while, according to his family in interviews with other media outlets that I've seen. And then Madison and Kaylee grew up together in a town a couple hours north of Moscow and were extremely close from what I've seen on their social media pages.
With so little public information, what have you noticed about the mood in the city and on campus right now?
Yeah, just to be clear, I'm not physically there in person, but I grew up just south of Moscow, went to U of I myself, so spent a lot of time there. And folks that I know who do live there still have said the town is really just very much on edge. Lots of grief, an outpouring of support from the community. And this is a pretty safe place to be, honestly. Murders are rare. The last one was in 2015, but the town is very close-knit. On-campus students are pretty scared, understandably. Some attended classes last week, but many also just went home ahead of the Thanksgiving break, just for fear out of, no suspect being in custody.
Yeah. And police have had to really deal with speculation and rumors circulating widely about the case. How much of a problem has misinformation been?
Seemingly a pretty big problem, and I'll say it really wasn't helped by a lack of information released by the police in the first several days. Over the first 3 days or so, police repeatedly said there was no threat to the community despite not having any suspects identified or in custody. And then they kind of did an about-face last Wednesday saying that they can't say there isn't a threat to the community. There are at least two subreddits dedicated to these murders with a whole lot of speculation flying around, much of which has been debunked so far, like the possible suspects that I mentioned earlier and then how the bodies were discovered as well.
And just very quickly, any update on the status of the police investigation?
Not really. We have the FBI, the local county sheriff's office, and the state police all helping and dedicating officers to the case. As you said, they're sifting through hundreds of tips, conducting interviews, and they're really just stressing this could take some time.
Boise State Public Radio's James Dawson. Thank you so much, James.
Thank you.